Hello, I'm the Unseen Cook, and we're back unseen in my kitchen. And it's Good Friday, and what do we eat on Good Friday? We eat fish. Hello, I'm the Unseen Cook, and we're back, and it's Good Friday. Now, that's a different day to usual, because I usually try and upload these on a Sunday, but I thought that in the interests of Good Friday, and in the interests of everybody having quite a lot of time on their hands, I would do a podcast today. If you listen very carefully, you can hear my neighbour's children out in their back gardens, and it's a beautiful sunny day and everybody's out there. Now, what I thought I would do is, because I was always brought up to eat fish on a Friday, is I would make some and then we can see how that works. Now, I am going to make a fish pie, and it's very, very simple, really easy to make, and you'll love it. So let's pop through to the kitchen and I'll show you how it's done. Right, now, fish pie comes in a variety of shapes, colours, types of fish, and degrees of complication. So I've chosen something that's really, really simple, and that's quick to make, and that everybody will love, and that is really tasty. So what I'm going to do first is I'm going to fill a saucepan with water. And then what I have here is some potatoes, and I'm just going to quickly peel those. Okay, now I've peeled the potatoes. What I'm going to do is just quarter them. And if they're bigger, you might want to cut them into slightly smaller pieces. Right, I've quartered those. I'm going to pop those into the pan of water. And then I'm just going to light that. I'm going to cook those. Right, now for this fish pie, you can use a variation of fish. What you need is a decent amount of different types of fish. So some cod, some smoked haddock, some salmon. The smoked haddock is always a good idea because it adds a little bit of flavour. Now you can buy all these in fillets. And that's great. But what you can also buy in supermarkets is ready prepared fish pie mix. And by ready prepared, I just mean that it's fish that's been chopped up and put into a packet. And there are two benefits to this. A, you don't have any skin to contend with. And B, you're dealing with a little amount of fish and you're paying considerably less money for it. So, have a ready made fish pie mix. And I'm going to put that in a saucepan. And then I'm going to add some milk. I've added about 500 millilitres of milk. What I'm going to do is I'm going to light the hob on that. Then I'm going to poach that for a few minutes just so that it's just about cooked. Right, now while that's cooking, I'm going to grate some cheese. Now you need a couple of ounces of cheese, not a massive amount, but you need definitely probably a couple of ounces. And this is starting to heat up, so I'm going to turn it down. And the reason why is because you want it to poach gently. You do not want it to boil over and end up with milk all over your hob. Right, that's starting to boil quite merrily. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to turn that off. And then I'm going to pour the liquid back into the jug. Because you want this liquid for the sauce. So do it carefully so as not to make a mess all over the worktop. And do it carefully as well so that you don't end up with the fish in the jug. There we go, that's pretty much perfect. And now, I'm going to throw this fish into a dish. Now I'm using a casserole dish. And then what I'm going to do, I'm just going to turn down the potatoes to stop those from boiling over as well. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a fork. I'm just going to flake that fish so that it's nicely not in great big chunks. Right, so I flaked the fish, and what I'm also going to put into the dish is some prawns. Now I use cold water prawns, and they're usually frozen, and you just get them out and defrost them. Now, if you want to defrost prawns on the fly, you can put them in a colander and put water over it, and they will defrost fairly quickly. And that's perfectly okay. They're going to cook well anyway. And now I'm going to make my sauce. Right, so in the saucepan that I used to cook the fish, I'm going to put 2 ounces of butter. This is important because it will give the sauce the right consistency. Like that. And you want that to melt. Now, that's melted. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to put in some flour. Again, 2 ounces of flour. I'm going to whisk that in. And the next bit is quite important, because with white sauce, what you would ordinarily do is you would add the milk a bit at a time. But the risk of that is that you end up with lumps. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take 500 millilitres of the milk, which is exactly how much I had when I poached my fish. So it's the fish liquid. I'm going to take all of that and add that to the pan. And I'm going to turn off the heat. What I'm then going to do is I'm going to whisk that into each other. Once that's all nicely mixed, I'm going to turn the pan back on, and I'm going to keep whisking until the sauce comes to the boil, at which point it will thicken. And in my experience, this is a guaranteed way of ending up with no lumps in your white sauce. That's coming up to the boil nicely, and it's thickening beautifully as well now. You want it to be thick, you don't want it to be runny. Nothing worse than runny white sauce. Right, that's thickened, so I'm going to switch that off. And then I'm going to stir in my cheese. Mix that all with a wooden spoon so that it mixes in nicely. Right, so I've mixed all that together. Cheese has melted into the sauce. There are no lumps. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take this sauce and I pour that into the pie mix. Now, because I used 500 mils to poach the pie, I'm fairly confident that that's enough. If you're in doubt, you can add it a spoonful at a time. If you don't want to drown your fish, then you can add it a spoonful at a time. Right, now I'm going to check on my potato, but before I do that, I'm just going to light the oven. Right, now the potatoes are more or less cooked. I'm going to turn those off. Then I'm going to drain those and put them back in the pan. I'm going to add some butter. Nice, generous knob of butter. A splash of milk. You only need a little tiny bit because you are going to have that sauce. So you don't want it to be too runny. And then I'm going to season it with salt and pepper. I picked up the pepper first. Pepper. Salt. And then I'm going to mash it. Now I'm using a conventional potato masher. Those who've cooked with me before know that I use a combination of things. Sometimes I use a masher, sometimes I use a ricer. I have been known to use a stand mixer, but I haven't used my stand mixer to mash potatoes for a while now. But at the moment, I'm mashing with a normal masher. Right, now that's smooth. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to spoon that potato over the top of the fish. I'm going to spoon a bit over first and then spread it around, because I do have quite a bit of sauce in this and I don't want the sauce to run up into the potato and completely obliterate it. So let's just spread a little. Now, there are variations of this you can do. You can make a fish pie like this, and instead of potato, you can put garlic and cheese and breadcrumbs over the top, which is like a crumble topping. I've seen other ones with things like tortilla chips on the top. And also you can add different seafood. So I've added prawns. But there's no reason why you can't put in mussels or crab meat maybe, or any other kind of seafood really. The possibilities are endless. Okay, so now that I've put the potato on the top, I'm going to put this onto a baking tray. And the reason I'm going to do that is because the sauce could bubble up through the top of the pan, of the casserole. And if it does, it will bubble all over your oven. It's far better for it to bubble all over a baking tray than it is over the oven. So I'm going to put that in the oven, and then I'm going to cook that for approximately 30 minutes. Right, so that's been cooking for about 35 minutes now. So what I've got here is I've got a pan of water on the hob, which I'm just going to boil for peas. And I'm just going to use normal frozen peas. And while I'm waiting for those to boil, I'm going to take the fish pie out of the oven. You can actually hear that bubbling. I'm going to check. No, and it hasn't boiled over. Right, so those are more or less boiling. I'm just going to drain those, and then I'm going to serve the pie. And while I do that, we'll just have a quick recap. To make fish pie, peel and quarter the potatoes and place in a pan of cold water. Turn on the heat and allow to cook. Meanwhile, place a variety of fish or a fish pie mix into a saucepan and pour over 500 ml of milk. Turn on the heat and allow to poach gently until the fish is barely cooked through. Grate some cheese into a bowl. Then remove the pan from the heat and empty the liquid back into the jug. Pour the fish into an oven-proof dish. Add some prawns and mix together well. For the sauce, melt 2 ounces of butter, then whisk in 2 ounces of flour. Pour in 500 ml of the fish cooking liquid. Remove from the heat and whisk until well combined. Return to the heat, whisking all the time until the sauce comes to the boil. At this point, it should thicken. Once the sauce has thickened, remove from the heat and stir in the cheese, mixing together well. Pour the sauce over the fish and mix together well. Meanwhile, drain the potatoes and return to the pan. Add a generous knob of butter and a splash of milk, salt and freshly browned black pepper, and mash together until the potatoes are smooth. Spoon the potato over the fish mixture and place in a preheated oven for approximately 35 minutes.
So that's fish pie unseen.